Welcome to FrostCon 18. FrostCon is allowed to drink hard liquor now.
At least in Germany.
we have grown up, so who has been here more than 10 times? A few. And who is it the first time?
Welcome, everybody.
Welcome. Great to see so many new faces.
Oh, no. I think there was something in between. Nope. It's all right. So, we have a nice program. And we can announce two keynotes for this year.
They are sadly both in German this year. We somehow, like when we send out our call for papers, and we usually do like announce a couple of main topics, and sometimes we get like one or two. But this year, all the government institutions jumped on the open source in the government trend, and we suddenly had like a big track for this, and so we decided to make some keynotes of this. Today, Bianca Kastel will talk about her role as a contractor introducing digitalization during Corona to the German government, which she was like in the trenches and will tell us some interesting stories. And
tomorrow, it is IT is a public good, Centis als Bindeglied zwischen öffentlicher Verwaltung und Open Source Ökosystem. So he is Andreas Rickard Lode is responsible for the, well, whatever, how to translate it, I'm not really sure. There is a governmental center for digital sovereignty in public administration, and he will talk about open source ecosystems in public administration.
Yeah, Centis is a new formed government body to bring open source in government to the front and like be responsible and like help other institutions to implement things in open source.
So very governmental this year. however, we have a large schedule. We have 80 talks this year, 12 workshops, and of course, LPI certification exams. You find in our program where to register there.
Also, as every year, there's in the Mensa area, we have some open source project presenting. We have a couple of dev rooms up on the first floor.
Yeah, and this is an empty slide. Of course, we have coffee this year again.
Just go out and take a ride, and then at the end of the ride, there's really good coffee, I've been told.
And of course, we have our usual social event. So it starts at 6 p.m. today. Probably it will be inside because, well, we have rainy weather today. We hope that you can have a drink outside then later on, but probably all the meals will be inside. You need to buy a wristband as the last years too. You can buy it online under presale.frostcon.org.
Or for cash card at there will be a
cash desk for you. The social event is as last year supported by Flying Circus. Thank you very much for this. Well, as usual, we have Wi-Fi. These are the credentials, but you will find some posters all over the Hochschulstraße where you find the credentials.
Okay, we hand off to Mr. Bertram from the Fachbereich for Informatik. And yeah.
Thank you very much. Yeah, my name is Matthias, and I'm here to represent our Department of Computer Science and to welcome you from our Department of Computer Science. Also in the name of our Dean, Sascha Alder, who is on his well-deserved holidays at this time. This year's FrostCon, as you all know, marks the 18th instance of the FrostCon, and we are, as a department, are very proud of the FrostCon. And especially because one of our former colleagues, Said Klevitz-Hommelsen, who's here today, is the initiator of the FrostCon with two of his research assistants. Sorry. Well, let me quickly introduce ourselves, since there are so many new faces here today. As the Department of Computer Science, we are 35 professors roundabout at the department. We serve 2,500 students here in four bachelor degree study programs and four master degree study programs. So classical computer science, information systems, and more recently, cybersecurity and privacy, which has become a big topic for us as well as everywhere else in the world. As you all know, open source and universities have largely been connected most of the open source initiatives come from the university world. For example, Linux, which has been established or developed at the university. And I think this is still more important today than it has been in the past. For example, in my teaching and also in my research, I use a lot of open source software. I'm an information systems professor and teaching students about the topics of integration, about enterprise systems or enterprise software. Open source plays an important role for me. However, as an information systems professor, I also feel obligated to note that not only the technical side of open source is important, but also the organizational impact of open source. We have already heard about the two initial keynotes this year in the public service sector. This is also true for every sector, for the private business as well, that open source plays a crucial role. And that we as information systems researchers, for example, have a large body of research in this area. For example, we are interested in how organizations can benefit not only from the technological perspectives of open source, but also on how open source shapes organizational processes. For example, with respect to democratic development processes and things like this. So, for me, open source is very important in my daily business and also in the university business as well. So, let me just close at this. I'm more than happy to welcome you here, and I hope you stay curious. You use this conference to connect. You use this conference to exchange ideas and to more than all enjoy your stay here at our university at St. Augustine. And I wish you a great FrostCon experience this year. Thank you.
Thank you very much for this welcome. All right. So as usual, we need some volunteers. So if you want to support us, please register as a helper, as a volunteer. You will get a green shirt. And you will get free social event.
We will feed you.
Yes, so if you're hungry, this could be a solution.
I think there's free coffee, isn't there?
Ah, free coffee, of course.
Yes, like the good coffee.
Really good coffee. So I think there are several reasons to volunteer this year, and we really need some help. But there's one more thing I want to ask you. So maybe you have noticed that our team has shrinked a little bit, so we would like to stock up. So we have a session tomorrow in that room, C219 at 2 p.m., and we would like to welcome you to join us in that session, that you get an idea how we organize FrostCon, and maybe if you like to join us there, you can become part of our team next year. So it's not really a kickoff for the next FrostCon, but some kind. We will talk about all the tasks, what we have to do, and are happy to answer questions.
Yes.
We would like to thank our conference partner. This is MLIX this year again. They are the first big booth at the entrance hall. So thank you very much.
Again, we have a survey this year. So if you want to provide some feedback, things you like, things you didn't like, just scan this QR code, fill in the online survey, or go to the very easy to remember web address and enter the passcode. Oh, it's 42 this year.
That's nice. All right, this toll is also available in English, don't worry. All right, last but not least, we would like to thank all our partners for supporting this conference. Otherwise, it would not be possible to have FrostCon this year. Thank you very much and enjoy the conference.
Thank you.